From the NBC University Theater, a first radio performance of A.B. Guthrie's fine novel of the American West in the early 1800s, The Big Sky. Our star, Mr. Robert Hutton. We bring you a historical novel of literary distinction, which we are happy to report has also become distinguished as one of the year's bestsellers. The novel, The Big Sky, by A.B. Guthrie. Radio dramatization by Robert Gray. At intermission, we will bring you a recorded commentary on The Big Sky by the noted historian, critic, and novelist, Mr. Bernard DeVoto. Here then, The Big Sky, starring Robert Hutton as Boone Caudill.
This is a story of men who preceded the homemaking pioneers into the wild emptiness of the Middle Plains and beyond. Men with a love of the free country, who made the trails and opened the passes that one day would roll with the thousands of wagons on the long trek to Oregon and California. But mostly, it's the story of Boone Caudill, the mountain man. A strange, silent man with a moodiness in him and a quickness to anger and childlike savagery. It covers a span of 13 years, and it begins on a night in 1830 in Kentucky, in a cabin, when Boone Caudill was hardly more than a boy.
He's round, I reckon.
Boone! You, Boone!
What do you want, Pat?
Come in here. You've been to the store again, drinking liquor and raising sand just like you was growed up.
It ain't Boone's fault. Seeing his pap does it.
It ain't for the calf to bellow like the bull. The Brit near killed Mose Napier.
He diviled me.
I'll divil you more. Get on out.
You ain't going to whale me again, Pat.
I ain't, huh?
I come 17 last month, and I don't figure to take no more. I'll stand up to you.
Get out. Sit. You ain't man enough for your pap yet. Go on. Get on ahead of me.
I mean it, Pat. I'll leave this place. I ain't held here.
Why, boom. It ain't for you to talk to your pap like that. Look here, Boone. Turn around, boy.
What do you want, Pat?
You think you can match me, huh?
Stop, Pat. Don't kick me.
I'll show you who's boss. Boone, put down that club, boy. Put down.
There. I done it. I said I'd stand up to you.
Look, Ma. Lordy, Boone's giving the pep good.
He'll kill you now, sure, Boone. If he ain't dead himself.
Not me, won't. I'm leaving.
Leaving? Where'll you go, son?
Don't know. Out west, maybe. I gotta go now, Ma.
I reckon so. Look to your pap, Dan. You best hurry, Boone. Won't do for him to catch you.
Where you heading?
Down the road a piece.
I reckon I can give you a lift. Hop up.
I'm obliged to you.
Get up, mule. Come on. Been coming far?
Quite a spell. 3-4 days, I guess.
I'm going to Louisville. My name's Deacons. Jim Deacons.
And my name's Boone Caudill.
I'm glad to know you, Boone. You wouldn't be going all the way to Louisville, would you?
I might be.
We could get there before morning if we kept going and the mules held out. Don't see no reason why you and me oughtn't to get on all right together, Boone. Come on, get up there. Get. What you aiming to do, Boone?
I don't aim to stay in Louisville. I aim to go west into Injun country and trap me some beaver.
Hey, now that's real talk. I've been wanting to do that same thing now as long as I can remember.
I wouldn't raise no holler at company, I reckon. If it was company a body could trust.
Injun country. Dogged if I ain't tempted. For that matter, there ain't nobody to care. All I got in this world is these here mules. And a man don't learn no love for no mule.
I'm willing if you are.
By Harry, I will. Yes, sir, I'm your parcel, Boone. I ain't knowed you long, but you suit me long ways and sidewise.
Be you the owner of this boat, mister?
Come on. Oui, I am Jourdanet.
We heard you're heading up the Missouri River to Injun country. Could you take us on?
You want the job, eh?
No, no, man!
Handle in.
Samuel. You will talk to these men, eh?
Miltore.
I don't leave.
You got only... My name's Dick Summers. I'm hunter for Jourdanet. I reckon I could use a couple of men to help out with the game.
You mean we could hunt?
Well, you'd have to row and pole and pull some, too, but both of you could help me. We're going all the way to the Mariahs and the Teton. That's Blackfoot country.
Blackfoot? I didn't know anybody hankered to trade to them.
Jourdanet thinks we can by taking along the Injun girl.
Injun girl?
On board we have a passenger, the Indian enfant. You no touch. Compris?
This here gal's a Blackfoot, daughter of Chief Heavyotter. She was picked up more than half dead from the river a year ago and brung to St. Louis.
Oui. Now I, Jourdanet, will deliver the enfant to our lodge. And in return, we get many favors from the Blackfeet. Oui.
Well, it'll take her and strong water and a heap of luck to set us right with the Blackfeet, I'm a-thinking.
Ça c'est vrai. Remember, Summers will shoot dead. Anyone who monkeys, leave alone. Compris? Alone.
Avant les pères! Oh! Oh! Levez les pères! Avant!
How's making out, Boone?
It's hard work.
Well, it can't get no worse. You hear pole feels like it goes clean through my shoulder. Well, say now, look who's peeking out. Hi, T-Li. Glad you're going home, huh?
T-Li, very happy.
Hey, she understands white man's talk, Boone. Pretty as a little bug, too.
Digging! Go deal! Tonight is for the talk, eh? For now, you pull. Avant, les pères! Oh! Oh! Levez, les pères! Avant!
Sleep, Boone?
Not yet, Jim. Why?
Oh, I was just thinking. It's slick, ain't it?
What?
This here. Everything. The sky so big and the hills running on as far as I can see. Makes a fella kind of wonder, don't it?
Some it does, I reckon.
What do you think of T.L.I., Boone?
I don't know. She's pretty enough, but she ain't more spinner of a girl.
Well, now she ain't. And give her 3 years or so, she'll be something, she will.
Long time to wait.
I seen her watching you, too. Like she taking a shine to you. Maybe she thinks you're Injun, Boone. Dark as you be, you could most ask for one.
We best get to sleep. Summers says we'll hit buffalo country tomorrow. Hunting should be prime.
Oh, sure.
Boone. Boone, you hear that?
Somebody on the boat. Engines, maybe.
Come on.
No, not you. The Indian enfant.
What's going on over there?
Choquette, let go.
What goes on, Choquette?
Nothing, Jordan. I hear the little squaw's voice, and I think she is in trouble. Somebody maybe on the boat. I come to see this.
You're a liar. I weren't asleep, and I didn't hear her.
Yeah, be careful who you call a liar, Cordil.
Eli, sleep when bad medicine comes. Wake her. I fight.
Keep awake, Cordil. If you don't, I will... No! No! I'm beating! It's a stupid! It's a stupid!
Milton
there.
Cordil will kill him.
Summer,
Higgins, pull him off.
Here, here now, old horse, here. Hold on, steady. There ain't no more fight left in him.
All right. But anybody here with the same notions as Chouquette had best forget it. Listen, he wants the same medicine. That's a promise.
The keelboat, Mandan, moved on. The river lessening and the land rising into shapes that no one could believe. And as the days mantled into full summer and beyond, Jordanet's heart grew light with assurance, and he dreamed of the Blackfeet streaming down from the hills, shaking the hands of the white man who had brought one of the nation home. He dreamed of quick and peaceful trading, and he fretted with impatience.
Soon now, eh, Summers? This is the country of the Blackfeet, no? How much longer?
Oh, pretty soon now, I reckon.
Pretty soon?
Ah, sacre bleu.
How much longer, Summers?
Oh, 2-3 days, maybe. There's a place I'm thinking of just above Teapot Creek.
2-3 days. Then we begin to build the fort.
Good. Good.
Listen, you hear the little squaw with the eye like the blue-wing teal, always singing.
I reckon she knows she's getting close to home.
And it is I, Jourdanet, who bring her. She will speak for us, eh, Summers? She will be good medicine with the Blackfeet.
Well, you can't never tell about Injuns.
No? You wait. In 2 weeks, we build a fort and are ready for the trading. Much trading. Many fine clues. To think of it makes the heart light. We have a drink, eh? And then, to sleep. Lasso, wake up. Already the sun rises. You think maybe you sleep all... No, did you? Summers!
Cordil! Vic! The Indian enfant! She's disappeared!
You find the trail? It will lead us to her, eh, Summers?
Nary a sign. Ain't nobody can trace her, I'm a-thinking.
But we have to find her. If we don't, qui sait, the Blackfeet will not trade.
Worse than that, we might have trouble on our hands. It's best we ford up as quick as we can.
Well, it's coming along, Boone. Ought to be a right good fort time she's finished.
You, Chouquette! You, Lasso! Do you think we have the whole year to win? Sacre bleu!
Ain't coming along fast enough to suit Jordanet.
Well, you can't blame him none. He set a store by Teal-Eye, putting him right with the Blackfeet. Wonder why she run off, Boone.
Reckon she wanted to. Best reason I know.
Might be that she'd put the Blackfeet on us herself.
I'm thinking you talk sometimes just to hear yourself, Deacon.
Oh, there ain't no need to get riled. She's a Blackfoot herself, ain't she? Maybe you took a heap more notice of Teal-Eye than you let on, Boone.
Maybe you're asking too many fool questions.
Oh, Now, I didn't go to tread on your toes. Might as well take a look around downriver, I guess, just in case.
Hold it, Jim. Get down.
Lord of mighty engines, they're everywhere. Run for the log. Soon and I, everybody, run for the log.
You hit, Bone?
Ain't more than a scratch. Keep shooting.
Sacrebleu! The red devil! Give me a rifle!
Where's the others? Somebody's got to keep these guns loaded.
No, not to the boat over here. The rifles is here.
Some of the men got to the boat, Boone. They're cutting it loose.
No! Keep away from the boat! Get down, Jordanate! Down!
Leave alone the boat!
Come in! Stop them! Stop! Jordanate!
Plum center, Boone. He's dead.
So will we be, I'm thinking. Romaine's down too. There's an arrow through his back. We can't hold him off alone.
We'd best make for the boat ourselves.
No. The river's better. Dive in a sander as long as you can. Head downstream and hug the bank close. That'll hold him a minute. Let's go. Come
on. Best we stay here under the bushes till they wear themselves out. It ain't Teal Eyes doing so, Jim. They ain't Blackfeet. They're Flatheads. I'm wondering if they got Dick.
He left camp early. Might be he's out of their reach. And he's smart, Summers is.
Hold on. Listen.
Yeah.
I reckon that's our answer.
Yeah.
We both heard that signal before, Jim. That's Summers.
Time runs on in the big country. The sun comes up big and climbs warm and small and gets bigger again as it drops. And the slow clouds sail red after it's gone from sight. Life goes along and the days go together and lose themselves in one another. It's as if time runs into itself and a man can sit and let it run on and never take note or care. There's meat when he's hungry, and those times when he needs tobacco or whiskey or to make talk, there's the fort and the trapper's rendezvous.
It don't take long to drink up a beaver, prices being what they are.
Well, there's no shakes of a rendezvous anyways, I'm a-thinking. Not like they used to have.
It's still good country. A man can breathe.
I got a piece of land around Independence, Missouri State. That's still there. I reckon I'll see.
You'd get back there and they couldn't tie you to stay.
Oh, I don't know. A man gets a feeling when the years pile up on him. I might go back and try my hand at farming. Raising corn, pigs, and some tobacco.
Pigs?
Might even find myself a white woman.
If you're bound to get hitched, you'd best take a squaw, I'm thinking. Leastways, they don't devil a man.
You ain't to talk, Boone. You ain't hitched yourself to one yet. And some of these crow girls is slick. About the slickest they is, except in the reeds.
I mind a Blackfoot that would make them all look measly if she growed into her eyes.
Teal Eye, huh? Like as not, she's got herself a man and kids and growed fat in the bargain.
You talk some now and then, you do, Jim.
Oh, it ain't no cause to be edgy, boy. 7 years is a long time.
Reckon I'll go look to the horses.
Boone's as nervous as a prairie goat.
Oh, he's sudden. But there ain't many as would stand as steady with a friend or go as fur.
Well, it don't fool nobody, though, the way he's held Teal Eye in his head all this time. Hey, who's that coming?
Injun. Sounds like he's been trying to drink the barrel dry.
Me bring meat, antelope, you cook.
How, Injun?
Talk English, me. Keep good. Plenty good.
We'll talk it then, horse, if he ain't too full.
Talk good. Plenty good.
Well, dog, if you don't now.
Where'd the engine come from? Who is he?
Well, it looks like we got us a partner, if you want him, Caudle. He just walked up and brung the antelope with him.
Who be you, Injun?
Blackfoot, me.
Blackfoot?
Me, Blackfoot. Live with Coot and I. Flatheads in Shoshonish.
Looks like a poor devil, Injun. With no gun and his tail now bare.
You, Blackfoot. You know Heavy Otter?
Me, no. No plenty good.
You know where Heavy Otter's band is now?
Long way to Blackfoot country. Blackfeet not like long knife.
Just as if we didn't know.
Hey, you ain't thinking about going into the Blackfoot country, be you?
Might be I am.
To trap or to look for Keeli?
I don't know. Maybe both. She's somewhere, I reckon. A man could find her.
Patrick and Bridget throwing in with the company that did it. Howdy, Summers.
Howdy, Streak.
How, Reason?
Hi, Streak.
How, Bochamp? How's fever?
Oh, we catch a few, but the Blackfeet, they give us trouble, though. Many troubles.
Engine. That's what I think of them, all of them. What's that one?
Blackfoot.
More like a poor devil. Let's smoke.
It's a Blackfoot, huh?
No need acting like a saw-tailed bear, Streak.
Great, huh? This horse will rub that redskin out.
If and you try, you'll get killed yourself.
And you hear that? Leave him alone, he says. Horses have been fighting Blackfeet all winter. Leave him alone. Like as if the Blackfeet didn't send Boda under.
It wasn't poor devil that done it.
Why is like another as much as two peas? What's more, I can outrun, outdrink, and outfight any man that sides with a Blackfoot. How do you have it?
Any way suits me.
Well, out of my way, horse. I don't even stop short of a killing.
Walk it, fool, watch it, and draw the knife.
Made Street property, dear.
By glory, it clean broke Street's arm. I heard it crack.
Get it, Boone. Pick it up, boy. Lord almighty, look at that.
Oh!
They killed him. Killed him with Street's own knife.
Well, now, that's something, that is.
Anybody else don't like poor devils? Speak up.
Well, I reckon the parade's done past. Cordial, you're stronger than a bull.
A man wondered sometimes at the tricks his mind played on him. It might be the mind's picture of Jackson Lake with the wind down to her breath, or the three Tetons rising out of the ground and poking their heads into the high sky, looking not so different from others, but somehow making him remember. Even something like a splinter of a girl, with eyes most too big for her face. A man could see her, not like she was, but grown and rounded now, but still with the big eyes and the slender face, and eagerness in her like a bird. It was strange how a hankering got into a man, growing and taking hold of him, until it finally pointed him in a certain direction, and God himself couldn't change him.
Come on, poor devil. If an elk can pass along here, I reckon horses can.
Bad. Heap bad. Smell sick. Stink. Smell plenty sick.
Sick? You smell anything, Boone?
I reckon I do. Might see where it is over that rise.
Come on, get up, Pokey. Come on. Look at that.
Lord almighty, must be 50 lodges.
Stinks enough to sicken a man.
Blackfoot village, poor devil?
Blackfoot. Smell sick. Plenty sick.
Man can't stand much of this. Bear turns his stomach.
Blackfoot dead. Plenty dead. All gone. Petite Barole. La Petite Barole.
Hey, you hear that, Boone? That's French talk for smallpox. That explains it. That's why we could come clean across the Yellowstone and not meet up with any Blackfeet.
A whole nation don't die.
A whole camp did, all the same. You reckon it's Heavy Otter's band? You reckon it is, Boone?
How's a man to know if it's Heavy Otter's band?
Oh, I'm sorry. hoss. I know how you feel.
I didn't aim to fly off. They can't all be dead, Jim. Not the whole Blackfoot Nation.
Must be this is the Dearborn Boone. Remember Summers talking about the Dearborn?
Go on, Pokey, drink.
Yeah. Boone, look yonder. Again that growth of trees. Injun by beaver.
Oh, Pokey, come on, come on, come on.
Ain't no signs of but the one. We'd best to be careful. Oh, oh. Look at him, boy. Down and kneeling. Now, that ain't like no Blackfoot.
Come on, get up. I ain't aiming to kill you. The long knife looks for Heavy Otter, for his brother Heavy Otter the Blackfoot. Ask him, poor devil, where are the Blackfeet? Where at is Heavy Otter?
Tono Mondo Otter. Petite Barole. Otter.
What's he saying? I don't get it all.
Sickness, Petite Barole. La Petite Barole, you betcha. Heavy Otter dead now. Blackfeet run. Blackfoot rubbed out. All gone. Dead.
Where's Heavy Otter's band run to, poor devil?
Run Teton, maybe.
How far is it, poor devil? Ask him.
Two camps, maybe three. All dead. Plenty beaver now. Blackfoot all dead.
Shut up, you plain fool. They can't all be dead, Jim. I got to learn what happened.
Oh!
What's up, poor devil?
Blackfoot. Blackfoot camp.
Look yonder, Boone. There you be.
Three lodges, a couple of men and a squaw and two kids. Come on, poor devil. We'll make talk. How? Go ahead, poor devil. Tell him the white men come in peace. Tell him the long knife looks for a young squaw, the daughter of Heavy Otter.
Yeah,
hold on, Boone. Look yonder, there in the lodge.
Lord Almighty. It's her.
It's Teal'i right now. A heap bigger and older and prettier, but I'd know her anywhere. Go on, Boone, go on.
No. If and she's in his lodge, she's his squaw, I reckon.
Ask the Indian if the young squaw is his, poor devil.
My good, so. No. So, basa, ota. Basa, ota.
Well, what's he saying? Is she his?
Say, young squaw belong Heavy Otter. Him belong Heavy Otter, too.
What's he trying to say?
Brother. Him, young squaw's brother.
There, you hear that, Boone? Get down, boy, and talk to her. Hey, Teal'i, you got yourself a man? Yes? No? Go on, Boone, it's time to ask her.
I come a long ways hunting for you, Teal'i. Remember me?
Teal'i, remember Long Knife, who fights for her.
You got a man? You catched a man yet, Teal'i? Because if and you ain't, I come to ask for you. I can't make it out, poor devil. What did she say?
Young squaw say she catch no man. Say she wait many seasons for Long Knife to come.
And now our intermission commentator, the essayist, historian, and critic, Bernard DeVoto.
Mr. A.B. Guthrie's The Big Sky belongs to a small, select group of novels, historical novels, that exist as novels in their own right first and seem to be historical only as an accident of setting or circumstance. Few historical novelists have ever had the endowment of first-rate novelists in full. In America, I can name James Boyd and Willa Cather, and I should hesitate before adding any other name to theirs, except Mr. Guthrie's. He is mature as an artistic consciousness and as a craftsman. He lacks none of the attributes or skills of a first-rate novelist. His characters live of their own vitality, and he gives them full being as people, not as characters associated with a certain historical period. It is as people that we first know them, and as we remember them, not as people of an earlier time. But The Big Sky is also superb historical fiction. It is a rare and very distinguished act of imagination. No American novelist has ever had in greater measure than Mr. Guthrie an ability at once exquisite and masterful to make a place and a time that are brief, violent, adventurous, gorgeously colorful era of our past when the fur traders were invading the Rocky Mountains. Its characters are these trappers, the men in buckskin, the mountain men who have become one of the symbols of our nostalgia and of our greatness, and with the Indians with whom they traded, drank, and battled. Seldom in any fiction does one so repeatedly experience the feeling of rightness that means both recognition and surprise. This is how these fabulous sons of the old Adam lived, what they were, most of all, how they felt. The artistic truth about the mountain men is here expressed in full for the first time in American fiction. But there is something that makes the book bigger. Everyone knows how deep in our American consciousness is a feeling for the unspoiled country before the white man defiled it. How powerful an influence the virgin wilderness was in the shaping of our feelings. How the sense of being identified with it created an American mysticism. How its passing has become one of our great tragic themes. All this gives The Big Sky poignancy and tragic dignity in the very greatest measure. The novel is many other things, too, but most deeply and memorably, it is an elegy on the passing of the untouched West and on the passing of the breed of men to whom the West and its loveliness and loneliness and challenge meant more than anything else life could offer them.
Thank you, Mr. DeVoto.
A man could sit and let time run on while he smoked and let it run. And he felt his skin drink the sunshine in and watched the breeze skipping in the grass and saw the moon like a bright horn in the sky by night. A man hunted or fought and sat smoking and talking at night. And after a while, the camp went silent, except for the dogs taking a notion to answer the wolves. And then he went into his woman. And it was all he could ask, just to be living, with his belly satisfied and himself free, and his mind peaceful, and in his lodge, a woman to suit him.
Hi, Eli. Where's Boone?
Strong arm at lodge of Red Horn. Back soon. Did red hair come from trading house?
Yep, and I didn't forget you either.
Oh.
Here, what do you make of that?
Oh.
Red ribbon and a looking glass so you can see how pretty you are. You like, huh?
Like much. Makes the life much, much happy.
How, Jim?
Well, how, Boone? How, Red Horn? You catch me showing Teal'i what I brung her from Fort McKenzie. Danged if she don't get prettier every day.
If a man didn't know you so well, Jim, he'd have your lights for such talk.
Don't get riled, old hawk. Here's something for you, too, so you and Red Horn can wet your dry.
I'm obliged. Let's set. How's things at McKenzie?
Oh, so-so.
Man runs into some queer ones. I met up with one at McKenzie that aims to learn every pass across the mountains.
Oh, that ain't so queer. We learned a few ourselves.
He says he's going to set up trading posts all along the way to Oregon and California and be ready when folks really starts to move.
He sounds crazy.
Maybe so. But he's looking for a couple of mountain men to show him a north pass. And he'll pay a dollar and a half a day.
Ain't much.
That ain't the money alone. It's moving around and having fun. You've been setting in Blackfoot country for 5 seasons now.
How far does he want us?
I ain't sure. Boat encampment, maybe.
Wouldn't take over 5 moons. When does he aim to start?
The sooner the better. Winter will catch us anyway.
If cold, if snow.
Well, I never knowed Boone Caudill to back away from a thing on account of weather or whatever.
Our old ones not want pale face to give medicine, iron, and powder to our enemies.
It ain't a trading party.
Red Horn not like. Say no. White brother will not show secret up pass.
I reckon we can make up our own minds.
My young men will feel blood in their eyes.
I hear no use. Get riled, Boone. You don't even know you're going yet.
All the same, I don't like any man telling me what I can or can't do.
You mean you're willing?
I'm willing. It's high time I got off my tail, I reckon.
Does strong arm leap?
Not yet.
Strong arm will go with red hair and white man.
I said I would.
You will come back?
In the time of the big winds, I'll be back. In time, you'll go back to Red Horn and wait.
Strong arm will have son.
What? What are you saying, Teal-Eye?
Strong arm will come back to son.
A son? Oh, well, I'll be gone.
Majestic, majestic.
What's that, Peabody?
This pass. Man, with the timber cleared away, wagons could roll across here easily.
Maybe, if anyone wanted to roll them. Oh! Jim?
Yeah, meat's almighty scarce. Ain't seen elk nor deer since morning.
I'm thinking we'll see snow, though, and plenty of it before the day's over. Your best wait here with Zenon, Beauchamp, and Peabody whilst I scout on ahead.
Do you think we might be attacked, Cordell? What is it?
This here pass is a dogleg. There's a shorter way across. It's rough but quick. That's how the old Blackfeet kept trapping the flatheads and snakes.
But you're a Blackfoot yourself, man. Who would attack us?
Red Horn itself, maybe, from the way he talked, or some of his boys. If and he plans to, I figure along here is where it'll be. Sounds hungry. Reckon Jim was right about game. Ain't seen nary a sign. Hey! Injuns! Jim's run into trouble!
Cordell, thank God you've come. Deakins was hit.
Where is he? Where's Jim?
Over here. It was terrible. Terrible. The red devils.
Jim. Jim, you hurt bad?
My horse.
The equipment's gone. The horses. Everything. Zenon's dead. Beauchamp, the coward, ran off. He didn't come back till the Indians were gone.
I'll kill Red Horn for this.
It wasn't me, Boone.
Who then?
You were young, Black. They was after the horses so as to make us turn back. Zenon fired and we...
Easy, Jim, easy. Let me look at you.
Ain't no use, Boone, I'm thinking. It's fair center.
Get a fire started, Peabody, and get Beauchamp after wood. Look, Jim, I aim to build a lodge around you out of sticks and such, and the fire right at the door to keep you warm. Now, you just take it easy. We've been in bad fixes before. You warm enough, Jim?
This here lodge you fixed me is something, boy. And Peabody keeps the fire good. Reckon we're in a fix, huh?
We've been in worse.
You gotta get out, going. You gotta forget me. Ain't a chance.
Drop it, Bouchon! Find out!
Hold it, Jim. Where's Peabody?
It was the last of the rabbit you snared.
I was saving it for Jim. Bouchon took it.
Anyway, what difference is it?
Now get up and get before I kill you.
You'll die soon, old Stout.
Get!
You'll die, old Stout. Make him up with the strength.
You're the very last of the food.
Only chance is to find some game. I never seen such a country. Looks like a man could find something.
Hi, Summers, old horse. Me and Boone, we knowed you'd be back.
He's gone out of his head.
Why don't you say howdy?
Don't talk, horse.
Hey, remember the rendezvous at Clarksport, Summers? Them crow girls? Mighty near the prettiest they is, except Boone's teal eye. Boone, he was a
come, Peabody.
Too bad. Like
if only he had food. The wound itself seems to be healing.
Get away from that fire, Beauchamp. Get out and bring more wood.
There is no more wood. Without the axe, it's no use.
Find what you can. Get going here.
It's funny. He's the only one of us who seems to have any strength left.
Jim's talking to Summers brought something back to me. I gotta make a stab for it, Peabody.
You'd never get to the fort.
Don't intend to.
Where, then?
Up yonder?
Where? You mean those peaks? Why, you're out of your mind.
There's game up there. It ain't buffalo proper nor white antelope. More like white goat, but it's meat just the same.
You'd never make it as weak as you are.
Get away from that shutter, Beauchamp!
It does soon anyway. It makes no difference.
By thunder, now it comes to me.
What, man?
Watch Jim, Peabody, and keep your eye on Beauchamp. Don't let him get near. Keep to yourself, Beauchamp, or I'll gut you alive.
What's wrong?
It come to me why Beauchamp's holding up so good. Xenon's body ain't under the rocks and snow. Not anymore. Ask Beauchamp.
Peabody.
Yes, Jim.
Moon come back?
Not yet, Jim.
Been gone a long time, it seems.
You'll be all right, Jim.
No, no, it ain't no use. You've got a door, Peabody. Take your knife. Get it out, man. I ain't got long anyhow.
Lie down, Jim. Lie back, man.
Got to, do you hear? You and Boone can make it, then. Do it, man. Now. Now, while Boone's gone, get out your knife.
Please, please.
Boone, do you hear me do what I say?
Jim.
Cordill. You made it. You found game.
White buffalo. Summers was right. He said they was there.
Here, let me help you.
How's Jim?
Alive, that's about all.
Get your knife. Cut me off a piece of the liver.
Here. Here it is. Easy, man. You're all in.
Jim. Jim, open your mouth. Open it.
You made it all.
Chew, Jim. Chew down on it. It's meat, Jim.
The mind closed up sometimes, and it took something to jar it loose. Like old Dick Summers, yelling through the years, reminding a man there was game high up that a hunter hardly ever saw from below, or hardly ever hunted. The going was so rough. It was meat, and it was the strength needed. A man ate and he slept, breathing deep of the pure mountain air. And he woke up hungry and ate again. And with every bite and with every nap, he felt the strength bigger in him. Felt it rising up and reaching out into every little muscle. He felt the fear lifting that had laid on him like a weight. And he watched the sky. And impatience swelled up in him to be off and doing.
It's amazing. I never saw an invalid recover so fast.
You feel up to going on now, Jim?
Going on? You're crazy, Cordell. We'll turn back when Jim's ready to move.
Me and Jim said we'd take you over the pass, Peabody. We aim to keep our bargain.
I'm fit to travel, I reckon. Might be I'll have to poke, but I'll get there.
Wouldn't it be safer to wait until spring?
Reckon I got other plans come spring.
You'll be later than you said getting back to Teli anyway, Boone. And your brand new pup.
It can't be helped. But I don't hanker to set on my tail meanwhile. What do you say, Peabody?
I understand, Cordell. If Jim feels able, we'll go on.
I'm set, horse. The sooner started, the quicker we get home.
It was past the time when the great owl nested, past the moon of the big winds. Spring lay on the land, the first touch of spring, delicate as something that a breeze might break. The sun sailed in the sky like deep water, touching the earth with a soft warmth. It quickened a man's blood riding out of the canyon of the Medicine, seeing the buttes that marked the Teton lying ahead, the valley lying unspoiled and quiet between the ridges. It gave him a feeling coming home after a long time away and knowing his woman waited. A man wondered what his young one would look like. It gave him a solid feeling, knowing he'd gotten himself a son.
Jim, there's the camp.
Yes, sir. It's Red Horn Piegan's, all right. You're home, horse. Come on, boy. Let's go in and shine. There's your TLI. How, TLI? Still pretty as a pet bug, you are. Go on, Boone. Give her a bear hug for me, too.
I come back. I come back to you, TLI.
Boone. Boone.
Have you given me a son? The strong arm have a son?
It is son.
There, you hear that? You done yourself proud, Boone. Go on, boy. Go on in. I want a peek, too.
Lord almighty, it's little, ain't it?
Well, I'll be. If it ain't got a touch of red in its hair, maybe it'll grow up to be pretty like me, huh? Lift him up, Boone, and let me see him.
Here, young'un. Why don't you open up your eyes and look at your pap?
Boone, Boone!
Danged if he ain't a...
His eyes. Something's wrong, T.L.I. What is it?
Eyes no see, Boone. Eyes get sick. Do not see.
Milky eyes. He's blind. Blind. Get out of my way.
Boone, Boone, where are you going? Boone, come back, horse.
Strong arm.
How big, Shield?
I see you run from lodge. No strong arm cries inside. Cries for small blind one.
I reckon. Is there medicine to make the blind eye see?
It is too much. Our medicine men make medicine, but blindness is too strong for them.
I know.
I cry for my brother who cries. Does red hair cry?
Jim cries, I reckon. He's my brother, too.
It is for him to cry. It is for red hair to cry.
What do you mean?
Strong arm's hair is black. Does the black eagle father the red hawk?
You may like talk, Big Shield.
No, like talk. Once one of my squaws do same thing. I cut off her nose and take two horses from the man. Life was good again.
I ought to slit your throat.
Big Shield speak as brother. Red hair with squaw now. Strong arm see. Never learn Big Shield speak truth.
Hey,
Jim. Strong arm does not come back.
Oh, now you don't need to be, honey. You know he won't never pull away from you.
Boone cries. My baby blind. And Boone mad with me. Because me not give him strong son. He will not come back, red hair.
Well, he will if he knows how lucky he is having a woman like you, Punkin, and I reckon he does. Ah, here now, that's some better, ain't it? If you want a good cry, you can just do it on old Jim's shoulder. Poor T.I. Poor little
boy. It is true by Beaver.
Oh.
Catch your plane, him holding in his arms. Big Shield was right.
No, Boone, no!
Now look here, horse. Ain't
no use to lie. I catch your plane.
No, Boone.
No, horse, you got the wrong idea. Boone, wait!
A man got lost in darkness when there was a torment in him. It was like the sun was gone from the big sky, and the darkness thickening and closing in, and the wind with a voice to it saying things best left unsaid. Blind eyes, red hair, Jim and Teli, a man's wife and his own best friend. What else could a man suspicion? What else could he do but kill the one? And then leave the other. A man had to get away from it, except there was no place to run. No place until out of the emptiness of his looking back, he saw the cabin sitting in its hollow and the shag-bark hickory standing by. A man might go back to the place of his beginning, though not wanting it much with the feeling dead in him. Still, he might set his sights again by going back.
It's Boone. Boone that's been gone all these years. Dan! Dan! Come here, boy, and see your brother Boone.
Uma? Boone? Well, it is, and that's a fact. How be you, Boone?
How, Dan?
Why, I'd never knowed you, Boone. Are you here to stay?
Don't know. Here for a spell, anyway.
Cora! Cora, come out here! Boone's back.
Who'll be back?
Boone! You recollect me telling you about Boone? This here's my wife, Cora, Boone.
How?
Looks like an Indian with his hair so long and all braided up that-a-way. Ain't got any time for Indians. Heathens, that's what they be. Andy? Punk! You young'uns, get in here. Get those boys up here to fetch me some wood, Dan. Go on now, get them.
Now they're coming, Cora.
Look at Punk. Are we all honest Indians? Who is he, Pap?
He ain't an Indian, Andy. This is your Uncle Boone.
Uncle Boone?
Yes, you remember me.
These ain't your boys, be they, Dan?
Yep, them's my two. Listen, here's Andy and the...
Batten, how has he come by that rusty hair?
Punk?
he come by it natural enough, I reckon.
What do you mean, Ma?
Ain't nothing strange or unusual about it at all.
You said that. Dan ain't got red hair, neither has Cora.
Ain't never been no redheads in my family.
Speak out, Ma, you hear? What's the meaning of it?
Why, Boone, your grandpa now, him that died before ever you was born, he was a redhead.
You mean they come by it natural then?
Sure. Nothing strange about a Cordial being rusty-headed. It just naturally runs in the family.
Yep, I reckon it skipped us, Boone, but... Hey, Boone, where you going? You ain't leaving, be you? Boone, what's wrong?
But now there was no answer left that a man could make. For things kept coming up at him. Up from his deep guts into his mind. Out of no feeling, into hurt. Coming so fast he couldn't hold them back. Couldn't keep folks and places and remembered voices out of his head.
When he come back, Strong Arm will have son.
Dark eyes and blind eyes. Black hair and red hair.
Strong Arm's hair is black. Does the Black Eagle father the Red Hawk?
Red hair and a black suspicion.
And a man's wife in the arms of his own best friend.
No, Boone, you got the wrong ID.
And a pistol sounding big inside the lodge. For where there's betrayal, there must be retribution. And how else could a man explain the red hair? A man who'd never known his grandpa died of the milksick before he was born.
Why, your grandpa was a redhead for fair. It just naturally runs in the family.
But now it's too late to undo what's done. And a man feels like the world is coming at him like a sea, a hill, and then a holler rolling under him, trying to sweep him off his feet. He had to go somewhere, somewhere west, as in that far-off time. Maybe to see Dick Summers on the way. Maybe to tell old Dick.
It was this here hand that done it, Dick. This here finger pulled the trigger. I killed Jim.
You killed Jim? Why?
I thought that he and Teal. I've been trying to tell myself I done right, Dick. And now I don't know. I don't know for sure. I only know I gotta go on.
Where are you heading, then? Back to the big country, Boone?
I don't know. Lord, but it's a fair country, Dick. Mountains to the west and the valleys and the plains rolling away as far as the eye can see. And overhead, a sky so big and blue as to put a body in fear of heaven. But I reckon it's all spoiled for me now. TLI and the cheating and all. Don't know as I can ever go back. Don't know as I ever can.
A man knew it wouldn't be the same. No matter how much he wanted the world big again, and the sky blue and deep above. And the man with nowhere to go didn't even know that he was running. Not until he saw the old hound dog was following him down the road. Not until he saw it was trotting to keep up.
I've been listening to The Big Sky, an NBC University Theater production of the novel by A.B. Guthrie, starring Robert Hutton. The Big Sky was prepared for radio by Robert Gray. Starred as Boone Caudill, Robert Hutton, who can soon be seen in the RKO release, The Man in the Eiffel Tower, starring Charles Laughton, Francho Tone, Burgess Meredith, and Robert Hutton. Our cast included Gain Whitman, Charles Seal, Noreen Gamill, Parley Bear, Donald Morrison, Jack Carrington, Alma Laughton, Eddie Fields, Ralph Moody, Don Diamond, Joe Granby, Jack Carroll, June Martell, Jerry Farmer. Your announcer, Don Stanley. Our intermission commentator was Bernard DeVoto, whose commentary was recorded. The original music score was composed and conducted by Dr. Albert Harris. The director of the NBC University Theater is Andrew C. Love.